Exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you here. It's going to be an absolutely gorgeous and perfect Laguna Beach morning, as it should be. And part of that is the talking to our mayor, Sue Kemp, stepping in the door this morning. Not literally in the door. She's on the phone. We welcome our mayor, Sue Kemp, for our Thursday conversation. How are you, Mayor?
Hey, good morning, Ed. Oh, great. It's so beautiful, isn't it? I got this morning, I looked out the window. I'm like, all right.
Right. So you know that one of our one of the sides of the radio station faces the ocean. I had to go out there and snap some pictures this morning and brag to my friends on Facebook about how great it is to live here. They hate me for it.
I know. I grew up in the Midwest, and when I send pictures of Laguna Beach back, getting really mad at me. And I like getting them all worked up.
Yeah, I do too. I don't mind. You know, I used to think, well, maybe I'm sending too many great pictures of where we live, but it is cool to brag about this. We have a fantastic community. You, of course, are not just the mayor of currently of this community, but you're also running for office for another term. I want to talk about that in a minute, but first let's talk about some of the things that we discussed on Tuesday night during the council meeting. It had been a while since you guys had been together. It was almost like a team coming back for a basketball season after not having been together for a while.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I felt almost a little rusty up there at the beginning, but we had a month break. We usually try to work in a 1 month break because, you know, a lot of people are on vacation and in town, and also, you know, kind of gives the staff a little bit of a break. They don't have to prepare for council meetings. It gives the council members a chance to, you know, get away on vacation or, you know, just take care of some personal things that maybe need to be taken care of. We do that once a year. So it's kind of nice for us.
Right. And it was good to have you back. It was good to see you all up there. I do want to talk about a couple of the things that you discussed. The first thing that struck my ear when we were talking about village entrance special event permits, of course, the Laguna Beach Rotary Club is going to use lots 11 and 12 for the great car show that they do each and every year. What caught my ear was the approved use of lot 10 for drive-in movies. How do you see that working? Wouldn't that be cool? I would absolutely love to be a part of a drive-in movie at Lot 10.
Right. So what the background on that is, a few years ago, I got contacted by some parents from the schools and said, hey, we'd like to do a drive-in movie night for the kids. Can we do it in one of the parking lots? So I don't remember if Sheree was the city manager then or... I think John was the city manager then. Anyway, we worked it out. So I think they've used it like, I want to say like 3 or 4 times. They really like it. Right. And it's a cool idea. I didn't go there. You know, they're playing kids movies and stuff. So I don't go to the kids movies. Oh. But but that's what they've been doing. And very, very popular. It was a real clever idea.
Right. You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to try and set up a Rocky Horror Picture Show there. I think
that's a great idea.
I think we could do Rocky Horror in the radio station. I'd love to do it. I'm a drive-in fan.
Oh, me too. I mean, I totally. That's a great idea, Ed. That's a really good. I'd go to that in a heartbeat.
I love it. Thank you so much. All right. So we'll work on it. I'll keep you in tune as to how the progression goes here of getting that together.
Okay, you got it.
One of the other things that we discussed on Tuesday night was enhancement to the police, fire, and marine safety operations. And part of that discussion was to appropriate $648,000 to fund a police lieutenant position in the police department and a deputy fire chief and a senior administrative analyst position in the fire department. Also, it involves the purchase of a couple of vehicles and maintenance costs for a couple of rescue vessels for marine safety. Tell us the thought behind appropriating that much money.
Yeah, well, we first of all, we have the money, so it's not like we don't have the money. I talked to the finance director before the council meeting. We went over all the finances and stuff. But yeah, so we have the money. So with the fire department, we haven't added any staff or. Well, since I've been on the council 4 years, and I think Bob Whalen also remarked that he hasn't remembered adding any staff in recent history since he's been on. So, you know, they're asking for some help there. They asked for 2 positions, and we're giving it to them. I mean, you know, the fire department is absolutely critical to, you know, the services they provide and the way they protect our town is critical. And then the police department wanted to get another lieutenant, and you know, we supported that. And then Marine Safety is getting a couple vehicles or boats so they can get up and down the ocean faster, because sometimes it's really hard to get people out depending on where they are.
Right.
It's difficult to reach them. And so we have those boats. It's going to be great. Yeah. And then, you know, Mark Porterfield and Steve Chatima very generously donated some money for maintenance of those boats. But we have such a generous community. By the way, Rudy, the dog, the new police dog we got.
Love Rudy.
Was donated. Yeah, loved Rudy, right? Was donated by some very generous families in Laguna Beach. They paid for it, paid for the training, so which is amazing. We have such a great community.
And not just for Rudy, but there's going to be an additional dog, right?
Yeah, we're going to have another dog. So, you know, that dog really came through, and we had that incident in South Laguna where I think it was his nephew kind of beat up on his aunt or his grandmother or grandson or something. I can't remember what the relationship was, but Rudy was front and center on that too. But it was great. And, our police department, Sheree's been really good working with, the different departments at City Hall. And, they determined, they need some help, and she's been working on, staffing and strategic plans and working on, making things, the quality of work better for everybody.
Right.
And, sometimes you just need some help.
Right.
And that's what they need. So I support it. I support public safety, and they're not asking for anything unreasonable.
Right. And when you said that we've already got the money, it's because we got 7% in property tax revenue instead of the expected 5%, or a little over 7% instead of the expected 5%. So we found ourselves with some extra money. And the deputy fire chief position in particular allows the chief himself to not have to do administrative type work and frees the chief up to do other type work, correct?
Well, one of the real thing was, so I'll give you an example. So we have these battalion chiefs, right? And Chrissy Teigman is a battalion chief, and she was responding to the Emerald Fire when we had that. So she's also, she can't do administrative stuff and be the point person on a fire.
Right.
So, you need to have your battalion chiefs, you want them out there working the field. You don't want them worrying about administrivia.
Right.
So that's what we're going to do, is help reorganize. I think it helps him reorganize the fire department a little better, work a little bit more efficiently. And then we have the ambulance program. And, we have a lot of things going on with the fire department. We have a new chief who's fantastic, by the way, Nico King. He's a great guy. And he's, extremely engaged in the community. He was a very good hire for us.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
So that's kind of the backstory on that.
So let me talk about Chief King for a second, because during the conversation on Tuesday night, so Sheree is city manager and has the answers and is where you go for the answers. Yet council member Weiss, for some reason, seems to just constantly disrespect Sheree Dupuy, our city manager, and almost dismissed her in asking the chief the questions that Sheree has the answers to. What is his deal?
I don't know, but, she's the city manager. She's in charge of the operations of the city. And that's one of the things I said, I knew we had the money. The money wasn't an issue. And, we hired good people and we let them do their jobs. We have a great police chief in Jeff Calvert. We have a great fire chief in Nico King. So you let them, that's the way I've always managed my organizations. I try to hire the very best people and let them run their organizations the way they see fit, within certain guidelines and stuff, of course. But, I don't know. You just need to, I don't like it having a culture of, disrespect at City Hall, because what happens? It has, when council members aren't respectful to the city manager, it reverberates through the staff. And they don't like that at all.
Right.
I hear it all the time. So, that you don't want to ever, you don't as a council member, and I'm not going to say specific about council member Weiss, but, when you're a council member, you need to get on the same team with your staff, and if you have an issue, if I have an issue at the council meeting, we get our agenda and I go through the packet. If I have a question or issue, I call them and talk to them about it. And if I'm going to ask them a question at the council meeting, I tell them, I'm going to ask you a question. So I try to make them feel like they're prepared. And I also am always respectful, and the rest of us are, of them as well, because they're just doing their jobs.
Right.
They're coming to work and doing their jobs. And so that's the way I look at it. And, Sheree is, you know, she's a smart person and she's our city manager. We put her in that job, and what you need to do is support her. Doesn't mean you're going to agree with her all the time. I don't agree with Sheree all the time, but I can work with her. I'll talk to her about it, share my concerns. She'll share hers. And sometimes, you know, I get my way and sometimes I don't,
right.
You know,
right.
I don't know everything. I don't know everything about how City Hall runs. I'm not the operational manager. I'm a policy, but we're a policy body. And an oversight body. We're not an operational body.
And I'll say this, just as a viewer, as someone, if let's say I wasn't interested for any other reason to talk about it on air or anything, if I'm just a viewer, it doesn't really just seem dismissive on his part. It seems misogynistic, and that's really an ugly look for a council member to hold. It really is. So yeah, pass that along for me if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. We had Alex Ranaghi on the show. What we're doing is we're meeting the candidates here over the next several weeks. And, of course, I'd love to have you come in and physically sit down and let's just talk for a half an hour face to face. But we had Alex Ranaghi on yesterday. And one of the things we talked about was a lack of affordable housing in town. And he had mentioned that 4 police officers and 2 firefighters currently live in town. He mentioned this during our forum that we had last week. And that's it. The rest of them are not locals. The rest of them come in from out of town. And I know it's a safety issue. So I'm going to ask you the same question I asked him. Should first responders be on some sort of voucher program that could subsidize their rent so that they might be able to live here?
Well, I mean, I don't know about everybody's individual circumstances. I mean, people might want to own a home. Some people might have, you know, families. I think a lot of the firefighters do. And they may need more room than we can provide here as rent. You know, the rents are super high here. I don't really think we can afford to do that, to subsidize housing, because, I mean, I'm renting a house right now while my other house is being remodeled. It's so expensive that even if I got some sort of voucher, it's still really expensive. So I don't know. I mean, I think affordable housing will be harder to accommodate families in Laguna Beach than, you know, like, you know, 1 or 2 people, like a couple or something, because of the costs are so high here. And I don't know that all the firefighters would necessarily want to live in our town, you know, because they want, you know, they want to have a pool in their yard. And it's hard to buy a property here.
Right.
Prices are so high.
Just on a side note, how's your remodel going? How is that going? That's been a while.
That thing is like, I have a great contractor, fantastic contractor, but oh my God, it's just, you know, it's sign of the times, you know, it's double the cost and, you know, triple the time. So. And it's not anybody's fault other than supply chain issues and stuff like that. It's nobody's fault whatsoever.
Right.
But, you know, I didn't think I was going to be living this rental for almost 2 years, but whatever.
when are you expecting to get into your actual place?
Well, I'm hoping in February. That's what our contractor's telling us. And I think that seems realistic. I mean, at least today, I think it's realistic. I don't know. Ask me next week. I don't know.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. I have one more question about a subject that we talked about with Mr. Ranaghi yesterday. And he had mentioned, again, during our forum that we had last week, that in some cases, we find ourselves dealing with outdated technology. And nowadays, there is zoning software that can be used instead of calling the city to figure out. Is this something you're going to be concentrating on over the next couple of years?
Well, yeah. You know, Mark Weiner's been, you know, the software at City Hall hadn't been really upgraded for years. I mean, like decades kind of thing.
Right.
And they had an old system that you couldn't even, and this is my background, I worked in the software industry, but you couldn't even get any upgrades for it anymore because it's basically out of support, you know. So anyway, we have a new InterGov system, we have a new permitting system, a new queuing system. So, you know, we're getting there slowly but surely. And I think, you know, by next year at this time, you're going to see a lot more streamline work in terms of, you know, how systems work, systems integration, how, you know, the handoffs work between systems and make it easier for the planners down there to get their work through. But you know what was really good, and I wanted to mention this at our council meeting, we had what's called streamlining, and it basically makes it easier to do certain things to your house, like, you know, add on to your house if you have 1-story, you know, move windows, right. You know, don't go to design review for certain kinds of landscaping if it doesn't exceed 6 feet or something. There's a number of those improvements in there. And we passed it through the council, like, I don't know, a couple of years ago, and I think maybe 2019. And then, of course, it had to go to Coastal and sat there for 2 years because, primarily, well, 1 year because of the pandemic and another year just because. Anyway, we finally got that back from Coastal with a few minor revisions. But what's significant about it is, I think, you know, it's going to reduce the workload down there, the work times, by probably 30%, because a lot of these really minor things that the city was typically processing will just get done, you know, at the counter or at administrative design review, which is just a once a week hearing. You just go in and ask for what you need. So that's going to be really, really good. And over time, we're going to see a lot of improvements, particularly in community development. Mark's doing a really good job. You know, we did, back in 2019, so I'm a big fan of this Lean Six Sigma, which is process engineering. It's try to, you know, make yourself more efficient with zero waste kind of thing. So I started that with in 2019, and then we had COVID, so we had to take a break because, you know, COVID threw everything upside down. But anyway, this is one of the remnants of it, is that we need better systems integration. They're working on some of their processes down there. So I'm an optimistic person by nature, but I think this is going to be really, really good experience for residents as we continue to kind of whittle down the problems that were, you know, have existed for decades.
Right. So a lot to look forward to. We're really excited for the changes coming down the pike. Thank you very much there. How is campaigning going? Are you keeping yourself well rested, or are you just spent from all of these forums and conversations that you're having?
Oh, no, I'm not well rested. I'm basically running on fumes. I'm telling you, we had we had a forum on Monday. So these forums, you know, when we have them, I don't know what everybody else does, but I always do my homework because, you know, although I'm on council, there's a lot of detail things, and they don't always give you the questions. There's a lot of detail things I have to remember because I'll know, like, oh, this particular forum, these are their interests and their concerns. And then we had the canyon last night, and I had to bone up on that because I know what some of their issues are, but I had to get back to the details of some of those things.
Right.
You know, so, and then we had council, but then, you know, you have a lot of events and you have a lot of people wanting to talk to you and meet with you. And I think I have something like every day and every night for the next week. So, you know, when you're running, though, this month of September is the worst because you have to do all your, the ballots drop around the 10th of October, the absentee ballots, and we have like an 85% of people, you know, vote absentee. So you have to do all your messaging, get your signs out and do your advertising, have all your meetings kind of before that so that you're ready to go. So that creates a really concentrated campaigning month of September.
I will say this, when you mention the forums and the different forums you go to, that, and I'm not just saying this because we have you on each week, but it is so true about you that during our forum that we had with the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce and the Laguna Board of Realtors, you are so well prepared. I'm never going to give away questions or anything ahead of time. So you are so well prepared and so clear and concise with your answers. I think that people really respond to that. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I have a lot of experience in business in the world, and I've been around city government for a long time, and I know a lot about how it works now. And I'm a person of few words anyway.
Well, join me in these words. I want to say thank you very much for being here, and as you are each and every Thursday morning. Again, the invitation is open for you to walk in the door and come sit across from me at any time. But for now, you and I are going to start planning this drive-in with the Rocky Horror. I'm going to take us out of here with the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Are you okay with that?
That's awesome. Yeah, do it.
There we go. Little time warp for the mayor. Thank you, Mayor Sue Kemp.
Astounding.
Thank you, Ed. Have a good day.
Time, you too.
Fleeting.
Madness. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.
Takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to.